The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk on Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. And I am so excited this morning because we have a newcomer to the show. Very excited to have a new guest here from Janathan's Flooring. Janathan is here. Good morning, Janathan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so it's Janathan Cook. You are the owner of Janathan's Flooring. So tell me all about, first of all, just a little bit about you and about what you do and your company and how it all got started. I mean, I'm very curious. I don't know a thing about you.
That's okay.
So we're going to introduce you to me and the listeners this morning. So, yeah, talk about what you do.
Okay, so my name is Janathan Cook, and I'm the owner of Janathan's Flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So originally, I started my company in 2005, and I started with Janathan's Construction. And we did whole house remodels, flips, investment properties, kitchen, bathroom remodels, things like that.
Wow, why you say that so fast? Like, that's all easy. That's not easy.
So
just flipping a house is a whole nother.
So flips is what we love doing. We specialize in investment properties.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We probably flip anywhere between, I would say, 50 and 75 houses a year for
no.
investors. Yes. We have a crew of about 45 people, 17 trucks.
My gosh. I know a friend that flips houses, but they take about a year to do one.
Well, I mean, sometimes we get projects that drag on that there'd be 4, 5, 6 months long when it's, you know, something custom or something
right.
we're really redoing. But most of the time, if that is the case, then it's going to pay off for you.
Wow.
If we're going to spend 6 months on a project, then there should be a lot of profit in that job for that investor to, you know, carry that cost on it. So originally I started doing that, and I love doing construction. So a little bit of background, I grew up, I was homeschooled. Mm-hmm. I never went to school. And from the time I was 5 years old, I worked with my dad.
No
and my
kidding.
Dad was a flooring installer. And then he bought rental house and started doing remodeling. And when I was 18, I started my own company. And I've done
at
it ever 18? Since.
18?
Yeah.
That's impressive. And, I'm very impressed now because that's really special. And you don't hear that story anymore when people are brought up with their families in the family business of one of the few areas now, I suppose, is farming and things like that. But to hear that you've been a part of this your whole life and it's been in your family, I just think that's really special.
I had, I do have 7 brothers and we all did it.
Brothers?
Yeah, we all did it. One sister and 7 brothers.
Okay, God bless your sister.
Right. and she did too. So we all worked. Our dad, he was big on education, but not mm-hmm. formal education.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't big on sending us to school, but learning to work and having a trade and learning, you know, life skills.
Yeah.
I would say he was really big on that. And I think that's really helped me a lot throughout my career. So, for instance, that's how I got into the flooring. So I had Janathan's Construction, and we were doing, you know, probably about, I would say, 40 or 50 houses remodels a year at that point.
That's incredible to
me. And we were spending so much money buying flooring, I was like, you know, we need to find a way to order this in direct to where we can get a better price for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then came about Janathan's Flooring. And now the flooring company seems to be probably the bigger one of all of them.
Really?
It is. It's become probably the breadwinner. And it's something that... Because I think because we put so much time and effort into it and mm-hmm. we've gotten good at it and there was such a need here for it. Not that we don't have other good flooring stores. We do. We have a lot of great flooring stores. And you could probably call any one of us and get a good job. But the difference in my company is we specialize in not just doing homeowner, but we have a whole investor division that specializes in new builds, you know, flips, remodels. So we know what it means to flip a house and why you got to keep the price reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And I invest a lot of money on buying in bulk. So I will buy, you know, 18 wheeler loads at a time.
Wow.
Just so I can get a good deal.
Right.
So that way I can sell it for an affordable price. We do a lot of property management companies, rental houses. And then we have a whole second division that does homeowner jobs. And we love that part too.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I think we're very reasonably priced.
Well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have Jonathan Cook here this morning with Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. If you've got a question for Jonathan, this is an expert panel. He is the expert, especially, I understand, on the vinyl flooring. Is that what I'm understanding? So if you have a question, do text it in at 850-437-1620. These are areas I don't know anything about, but I'm guessing that Florida, in a lot of ways, with our humidity, with the different things you have to be concerned about, it's not just a matter of coming in and putting down a floor. I suspect that there's so many things that are involved in it.
There is so much more that goes into it, and I think that's where a lot of people miss it. So right now, vinyl plank seems to be the trend. You know, that's trendy. That's what everybody likes. It's got a better core than the laminate used to have. It holds up to, you know, water and spills and pets. But the problem with it is, and I see this all the time, like when I go out and do estimates, is everybody thinks like, okay, I buy vinyl plank, I get a good floor. Mm-hmm. But it's just like any other floor. You're going to have cheap vinyl plank. You're going to have all the way up to nice vinyl plank. You can start at a 2 millimeter glue down. You can go all the way to a 12 millimeter thickness. So just because you go to, like, say, one of your big box stores and buy vinyl plank and put in your house, and a lot of people will do that, doesn't mean you're getting a good floor. And in a lot of cases, you're not. And in some cases, it's not even the right floor for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Living in Florida with the humidity we have here, and we have so many off-grade houses, one of the big problems I see is people will go buy flooring and they're put in an off-grade house, say like with, you know, plywood subfloors.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not the right type of core to let the subfloor underneath breathe and get air to it, it could sit there and hold moisture and rot all your subfloors
boy.
Out.
Oh,
we probably
wow.
get 20 houses a year, the subfloor is completely rotted. And it could cost $20,000 to $30,000 to replace the whole foundation on the house. And it's from putting the wrong type of flooring in.
Right.
Is what causes it in a lot of cases. Coupled with not having good airflow in your house or a moisture barrier and things like that. But that's one of the good things about hiring us as a flooring contractor is if we do start your job and say we tear your old flooring out and we find, say, rotted subflooring or, you know, something that needs to be fixed like floor joists or moisture barrier, we're also licensed building contractors. And so we can handle that job and do it. When a lot of other flooring stores, had they get into a job like that, a lot of times they will refer them to us.
Hmm.
So if they take the job and they find a bunch of rotted subflooring, we get quite a few jobs from flooring stores that will just refer it over to us, because even a couple of the big box stores, because they know that we can handle it. And because we're local and we're fair priced.
I have a good friend that says you don't know what you don't know.
That's true.
And one of the things today is I'll do it myself. It'll save me money. Ooh, I bet you get a lot of half-done flooring panic phone calls, right? I mean,
the most
people,
definitely.
People who think, this is easy. How hard could it be to put a floor in? Oops.
Well, and I don't mind. I tell people all the time, like, so I will go out and measure houses, and it's free estimate. And I will tell people, hey, if you want to try to do it yourself, we're happy to sell you the material, because
mm-hmm.
we sell material. And when you're putting it in, you can call me if you have any questions. I'm happy to help you out with it as much as I can. And then if you get to a point that you don't feel like you can handle it, then we'll take over.
Here's my number just in case.
Or I've had a couple customers call and wanted us to come just run shoe molding around the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They got the flooring installed, but they didn't have any shoe molding, or they didn't know how to put it down, you know, so we come and trim it out. I'm local. I've been here my whole life. So I've got 3 kids here. My family's here. I got 3 businesses here. So,
wow.
So it's important to me to invest in the community as much as the community has invested in me over the years.
Well, apparently you're doing a great job, because I just got a text that came in that said, Jonathan sold me some tile for my house 5 years ago, and he gave me, and he's got this in all caps, an amazing deal. Great guy, great company. They installed the tile beautifully. How
Thank
about
you.
That?
That's good. that's what I like to hear.
Yeah. So if you've got a comment or a question, maybe you're getting ready to remodel, you're actually buying a new home, you maybe need to know what to look for. 850-437-1620, talking with Jonathan Cook, who is with Jonathan Flooring and Construction.
In construction, yep.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been here a long, long time. What are some of the things that you're seeing now as we move into spring? People are looking for a specific kind of flooring and thinking, you know, maybe it's time to renew, maybe it's time to make some changes. What are you seeing in the, when you get from your customers now?
Especially right now with the way the market is and real estate prices and interest rates are so high, we're seeing a lot of homeowners choose to stay in their house instead of moving. And you know, and with that, a lot of times when they move to a new house is when you would go in and, say, remodel it,
right,
and put new flooring and put new paint into it. But when you have a market like we have and, say, interest rates are high and you don't want to take that new mortgage out, you can very easily go into your house and paint it, floor it, you know, cabinets, kitchen countertops. We can freshen a whole house up and make it feel like a new house. And do it with you living there. We can take it room by room. I mean, I get that people ask me all the time, like, oh, can you replace my floors with me living here? And it's like, we do it every day.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So you don't have to go in a hotel while it's being done.
The only difference is going to be that you're just going to pay us to move the furniture, which, you know, could be $100 to $150 a room. Depending on, it may be less if it's not much, but that's really the only additional cost. Mm-hmm. Of moving the furniture is the only difference if the house was empty or occupied.
Right.
And we don't mind doing it. We like working with the people anyways.
Well, while we're talking about that, what is your website and a phone number where they can reach you if they do have questions?
Okay, so our website is jonathansflooring.com, and our phone number is 850-332-5905.
Okay, so I'm looking at my house. I'm thinking, I want to change this. Maybe I need to do this. And I call you. What's the process? How does it work? How do you, is it a free estimate, or, you know, how does it all work? And kind of a, like maybe price ranges of what you find is pretty common when you have a certain size house or one or two bedroom.
Right. So, it's a free estimate. And so you would just call our office and schedule it. Now, we do estimates every Tuesday and Thursday. So Tuesday and Thursday, that's all I do all day.
So you could call today and get someone to come out tomorrow?
If we're not already booked.
Okay.
If we're not booked for tomorrow. And I will do anywhere between 10 and 15 estimates on a Tuesday or Thursday. And then we have another guy, Steve, that works with us, and he will do a few estimates. So just depending on how many we already have for that day, and depending on what they are. If they're whole house remodels, obviously I'm only going to do a couple of them estimates that day. If it's just flooring measurements, I can get 10 or 12 of them in, you know. But it's every Tuesday and Thursday. It's a completely free estimate and consultation.
Mm-hmm.
You can come into our store first and pick a flooring if you want.
Okay.
I find that to be
the
best.
So you do have a showroom then?
We have a showroom.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, cool.
And if you come in and pick something out first, then when I come to your house, I can just go and price it because I know what you want. You
know? That makes sense.
If you call me and I come out first, I can come get your measurements and I can write a quote and put it at the store and just not put the material in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go pick something out, they can add it and give it to you.
So they make the adjustment based on what you pick?
Based on what you pick, yes.
Okay. Well, I've got a question. Some folks are texting in questions now, so I appreciate that. And if you have one for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. The question is, do you sub out your work, or does everyone that does the work work for Jonathan's?
So we have, I have 45 employees,
wow.
17 trucks. They're all hourly employees. I do that because I find it easier to control the job site, control the time frame when we're doing it, and price.
Mm-hmm.
Not that using hourly guys is cheaper necessarily than subbing it out. In many cases, we can sub it out and get it cheaper by the time I pay, you know, workman's comp. I do 401k with a 6% match for all my guys.
Wow.
I do pay time off. And every year I will do like deep sea charter, you know, trips.
Oh,
we took
wow.
a company cruise and took 45 people on it. I try to look out for my guys and take care of them because
Ooh.
That's the backbone of our business.
Yeah.
Don't
tell the Hoxings, but I may have to come learn something about flooring, come work for you with those benefits.
I do have, I don't think anybody in town does a 6% 401k match.
I'm thinking not.
That was the highest the payroll company would let me do it. And I'm like, 6%, that's really not that much. And
yeah,
if
is.
These guys work with me for 20 years,
or,
you know, I've got some guys that have already been with me almost that long, you know. Probably my longest one's probably around 15 years. But if they work with me 20, 25 years, I want them to have some sort of retirement, you know.
Well, gosh, they have with that, they have so much experience. And then the teamwork, I would think of people that have worked together for that long, because
right.
you've built, it's a family company, and there's really something, it's kind of a lost art these days, but it's really something to be said that you're local, it's a family company, you've got guys that have been working together for 20 plus years, I mean, guys and gals, I mean, that's,
yeah.
there's a lot to be said for that.
We have a quite a few women. We have one lady, Suzette. She runs a paint crew for us. Her husband used to work for us, and he passed away a few years ago, so we let her take over the crew. But we have a couple women crew leaders.
I love that.
But going back to the question of do we sub anything out, the mm-hmm. answer is yes. Sometimes we do. So, like, all of our utilities, like electrical, plumbing, AC, we sub out. We have a roofing contractor we will bring in for roofs if we're doing a remodel. The flooring, the only thing I sub out on flooring is I have one guy, Harry. He's been with me. He's like 75, 76. He's been with me. He's been with me longer than anybody.
Really?
But he's a subcontractor, and I pay him to do carpet.
Awesome.
But he only works for me, even though I pay him by the job. Mm-hmm. So you might as well say he's an employee of ours.
Well, apparently you're very well liked, my friend, because we're getting another text that just came in. It says, looking forward to calling Jonathan to renew my wood floors, exclamation point, and perhaps a kitchen cabinet. So glad to hear him this morning. Thank you. So apparently a happy customer. Also, Jonathan's flooring, let's see, installed LVP. Is that the...
LVP, luxury vinyl plank,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I've got to get the acronym right. Luxury vinyl flooring throughout my whole house. Did an amazing job. I was very lucky to have them because they found wood rot in my kitchen and bathroom and was able to address it and fix it and install a moisture barrier underneath my house. Can't say enough good things about them. An absolutely amazing company. Good
and
for you.
That's one of the reasons why it is good to go with us in some cases because, and I'm not trying to knock off all the other flooring stores. I love local business. So I'm friends with people that own other stores.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I go out and do an estimate and they're like, oh, well, I'm getting two or three estimates, I say, hey, you're probably getting a good job for many of us, you know, because there's no reason to knock other people down. Most of these are family man trying to build their businesses.
Sure.
Too, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not knocking them, but with us, we are a building contractor. So in a situation like that where we go tear the floor out,
mm-hmm.
and if there's a rotted subfloor, no matter what flooring company you hire, 9 out of 10 times, that's getting referred back to us
right.
because we're coming in to fix that.
Right. Okay, got another text. Okay, the text says, Jonathan's flooring installed my hardwood floors and carpet and my house and did an amazing job. So, gosh, no negatives so far. This is pretty good.
Well, I've been here 20 years, and I will say that we're not perfect, and we do have problems with our guys and our crews and our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I never like to oversell anything when I go out.
Right.
Because I don't want to set some high expectation of my crew that they're not going to be able to meet. I feel like that's the worst thing you can do. So I always tell customers, like, hey, if you think you're going to hire us and not have any problems, you're mistaken. You're going to have a problem out of us at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we're going to handle it when it comes up that matters to me.
That
you
makes
know?
All the difference.
And I tell my guys that, like, hey, if you mess something up in somebody's house, like, I'm not one of these guys that go around and thinks that, you know, there's not a cost of doing business. You're going to break stuff. You're going to have the cost of doing business. It happens. It's just we try to handle it in a decent and professional manner if something does happen.
Well, that is great. Okay, but, we've got a couple questions now, some specific things. One of them is a good question. What areas do you work in?
So we do Pensacola, Pace, Milton, Cantonment, Perdido Key, Gulf Breeze, all them
so
areas.
So our listening area, really.
Our listening area, yeah.
Okay.
And so we do go as far as we've done some jobs in Fort Walton and
uh-huh.
Destin, and then well, recently we've had quite a few jobs come in like Fairhope and Daphne area,
okay.
which we weren't doing before, but then I'm like, you know, Fairhope's only like a 30-minute drive.
Right.
I mean, it's no different than Milton.
Right.
So so we've kind of started doing some in that area.
Okay.
But within driving distance, anything within driving distance of Pensacola.
Okay, I got another question for you. So what type of flooring would you recommend for a weekly vacation rental house on Pensacola Beach in terms of maintenance and longevity?
Okay, so
that's
here's where...
that's a loaded question.
Right, so here's where it gets tricky because I would say, okay, I would use vinyl plank
uh-huh.
because I wouldn't put any sort of wood or bamboo out by the water with all that salt water
yeah.
and moisture in the air. The wood's going to expand and it's going to suck that up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where you come into, like, what kind. So now we need to know what kind are we going to get. We can get anywhere from a 2 millimeter to a 12 millimeter thickness. We can get an SPC, which is a stone and plastic composite core,
mm-hmm.
or we can get a WCP, which is a wood and plastic composite core. A lot of time on the beach areas, I will go, especially if it's like vacation rental, I will go wood and plastic
mm-hmm.
Because it flexes. It also holds up to, you know, the humidity and stuff like that a little bit better. You're going to get a little thicker core with it but either one would be okay, you know, so we go either way, but if I was out on the beach area, I would probably go WCP, you know, luxury vinyl plank, 6 millimeter or better. anything under 4 millimeter, in my opinion, is garbage.
Okay, so what's your number so this person can call you and get that ordered?
Okay, all right. It's 850.
I'm sold.
Okay, so 850-332-5905.
Great. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. Boy, this is going to be fun because I'm going to have a million questions for you every week.
And I feel like I'm going to have something I'm going to forget, but I can bring
bring it next week. Got plenty of time. But you've been talking about the luxury vinyl plank. So talk a little bit more about that, because that's something that's very important to you and seems to be something that's very viable.
Well, so I wouldn't say necessarily it's important to me as much as it seems to be the better product on the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like to stay up with trends, and obviously I'm in business to make money. So if it's what everybody wants, then I want to know about it, you know?
So does it look like a hardwood floor, or is it a different, tell me what it is.
Yeah, so basically it replaced the laminate flooring.
Okay.
So, you know, laminate was huge. And like, you know, when I was coming up working with my dad, we put laminate in everywhere, like late 90s, early 2000s.
Right.
But the problem with it is laminate has a press board core. Mm-hmm. So if it gets wet, it just swells up.
Right.
You also got to make sure, you know, leave half inch around the wall so it doesn't bow up and things like that. Well, so they basically replaced the core of laminate with plastic, you know, luxury vinyl plank, which is a wooden plastic, or concrete shavings.
Mm-hmm.
So neither one of them is going to absorb water and swell up and bow. So it's really more for our area. It's become so popular with all
perfect.
The water and humidity and things like that. It's become really popular with our area. One thing I will say that you have to watch out for, and a lot of people don't realize this, and I didn't realize it until I started selling it, but when you buy a luxury vinyl plank, you're going to start at a 0.5 wear layer. So a wear layer is how much acrylic you have on top of the floor to stop it from getting scratched, worn out, you know, walk patterns, things like that. And then you're going to go to a 20 millimeter. So 0.5, half a millimeter to 20 millimeter is going to be the thickness of your wear layer. Commercial, you're going to start at a 20 and go to a 28. So when I order vinyl plank, I can order it from the factory with anywhere from a 5 millimeter wear layer up to a 20. The difference for me is about 10 cents a square foot. That's how crazy it is, right?
Wow,
so you see a lot of these big box stores, because I go price shop, and their wear layer will be like a 0.5. And I'm like, they're probably getting even cheaper than me. For like 8 cents a square foot, they could have a 20 millimeter wear layer.
Mm-hmm.
So almost everything I order 20 millimeter wear layer, so it just holds up a little better. The lowest we sell is a 12 millimeter.
Well, this is wild, but the next question that's right with what you're talking about says, if I just buy materials from the competition, how is your pricing? Let's see, how competitive is your pricing? Can you be completed with box store price compared to box
Absolutely.
Store pricing? So
Absolutely.
You just address that really.
And not only do we compete with it, we beat it. And I do this because I go on Price Shop. And, like, I'm not going to say names, but a couple of your big box stores right now, they have a 4 millimeter vinyl plank for $1.99 a square foot. They have one color to choose from. That's it, for $1.99. And if you go up, they have, like, 7 or 8 colors from there, but that's a 4 millimeter thickness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then they have, like, 5 or 6 other colors, and they're $2.68 a square foot. I have a 5 millimeter, so it's a millimeter thicker,
right,
with an attach pad and a 20 mil wear layer, 10 colors to pick from for $1.99. So same price as theirs, same price as their cheapest one, and better quality by far.
Okay, the next two texts are all singing your praises. So I'm going to go over this real quickly because we're almost out of time, Jonathan.
Yeah, this went by kind of fast.
Yeah, Jonathan has done a phenomenal job with preparing my ceiling. Amazing customer service and support. Everyone was polite and they were quick and did a remarkable job. You could have never told that there was any work done. Another one was saying Jonathan and his crew did 28 square foot of flooring for me and did a great job, and his crew was very respectful. So, hey, we're going to end on a positive note.
That's
here.
Good.
We've got about a minute left. Now I have a million questions to ask you. So.
I know next week you probably have a list.
Yes,
for me.
Of course. So with just a little bit of time left, anything else you'd like to say this morning, and then kind of wrap up with your website and how people can reach you?
Well, I won't really say much about the website. I'm not too much on tech. I like I said, I grew up working. One thing I will say about me is that's what I enjoy doing, is working. I wish I had more time to tell you about it, but
we'll get to it.
I will spend 2 days a week doing estimates. The rest of the week, I'm on the job sites.
Love
with
it.
My guys. That's what I enjoy doing. But 850-332-5905, or you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. that's probably updated a little bit more than the website.
Oh, great. So you've got a Facebook page.
Yes.
All right. What a pleasure. We've been talking with Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. Thanks, everybody, for all the texts this morning. He's going to be back again next week.
Next week.
Such a pleasure to meet you. I can't wait to hear more about what you do. So okay. Thanks for being here this morning on Pep Talk.
Thank you.